Welcome to today's brief intelligence session. Welcome to the New World Order. Biblical prophecy is being fulfilled and unfolding right before our eyes, no doubt. However, biblical prophecy cannot be properly analyzed, nor can it be properly understood if you don't know what the proper identification of the people of the book actually are. So since there are specifically prophecies centered around the nation and the people of Israel, then we ought to know who the true children, who the true descendants, and who the true people of Israel are. We need to understand who Abraham is. We need to understand who Shem is. We need to understand who Yeshua is. We need to understand who Yahweh is. We need to understand all of these things. And today, there is an intellectual academic deficit in who precisely these people, these entities are. We have a nation that has adopted customs and traditions and made it their own, and have altered, consequently, and deviated away from the original format of worship. But there are specific things stated in the prophecies. There are specific things said and prophesied by the prophet Isaiah and Yirmiyahu and Micah and Amos and Yoel, Melech David, King David, Yeshua, Yahweh himself. And unfortunately, the people that you are looking at don't match and don't meet up to and don't fulfill any of the biblical prophecies except for those that pertain to Yerushalayim, Jerusalem, being overtaken by Gentiles. I don't know what people think when they hear this scripture, but they need to think a little bit harder. Yeshua made it clear that Jerusalem will be trodden down underfoot by Gentiles. You need to figure out and identify who are the Gentiles. People are struggling to comprehend and understand who Israel is, and they don't know who Israel is. They're letting a Gentile tell them who Israel is. Yet they don't recognize what a Gentile is. This is amazing. Jerusalem does not uphold none of the customs of the ancient people and children and descendants of our patriarch Yaakov, whose name was changed to Yisrael. There is nothing in Israel that reflects the Bible. Nothing. There's nothing in Israel that reflects the Bible. The state of Israel is one of the most satanic, Luciferian, Sodom and Gomorrah capitals in the world. Sodom and Gomorrah capitals in the world. It is a cesspool of debauchery. It is a filthy place, a wicked place, a demon-possessed place. There is no God in the state of Israel. Period. I repeat, there is no God in the state of Israel. But Satan, there is no God in the state of Israel, but Satan. You need to understand what the scriptures are talking about when it says that there is going to be the existence of a synagogue of Satan, an assembly of Satan, an assembling in a congregation, in a congregating of Satan. But you know, nobody wants to talk about those scriptures. Yeshua looked directly at the Pharisees and Sadducees and told many of them, "You are of your father, Satan." He said, "You are a brood of vipers." He called them aphes, snakes, nakashi. He said, "You desire to do the will of your father, Satan." Do you understand? Yeshua was not a Jew. Yeshua was not Jewish. And Ish is a derivative of something else. However, Yeshua was from the tribe of Yehuda, and he is considered to be the lion of the tribe of Yehuda. But he's not a Jew. He's not Jewish. He doesn't practice Judaism. He never supported Judaism. He never propagated Judaism. He never authorized Judaism. He never approved of Judaism. As a matter of fact, he considered Pharisaism, which Judaism is a derivative of Pharisaism. Judaism is new. Pharisaism is old. Yeshua deemed Pharisaism to be Satanism. I said Yeshua considered Pharisaism to be Satanism. He said, "You through your Kabbalah Tekum, you through your traditions, you through your Kabbalah Tekum have made void the mitzvah and mitzvoth, the commandment and the commandments of Yahweh. You through your Kabbalah Tekum, your traditions. You can call it the teachings of the fathers all you want. You can call it Pirkei Avot all you want. You can call it the teachings of the rabbim, the rabbis, all you want. Yeshua called it." The traditions of men. And men who are inspired by who? Men who were inspired by Satan. So when you really get down to it, it's just pure, plain old religious Satanism. And Christianity is no different. The customs and traditions of the Christian church come from where? They don't come from Yeshua. They don't come from his disciples. They don't come from our prophets. They don't come from Yahweh. They don't come from the Bible. They don't come from what was practiced in the New Testament. The day of worship has not even been done correct. Sunday is not the day of worship. The Bible clearly says that the Sabbath is the day that God set apart and blessed. It did not say that he blessed Yom Rishon, which is the head of days, the first day. It says he blessed the seventh day, Shevi, from where we get the word Shabbat. Beth, depending on where the Dagesh is, can have the B sound or the V sound. But anyway, that's beside the point. The point is, there is a specific laid out custom and tradition, format and blueprint and design in the Bible, and the church does not follow it. The synagogue does not follow it. Period. So somebody needs to think about that. Think about the deception that is now here on earth, that Yeshua said, if it were possible, the elect would be deceived and fooled, bamboozled and hoodwinked. But because of the Ruach HaKodesh living inside of them, they won't be. Anyway, we'll talk about this further. I just wanted to discuss that lightly while I'm on the road, driving through the countryside. Till next time, keep your lamps full and stay prepared with oil. Anyone who wants to find out more about that should read Matthew chapter 25. We will go over this parable later on this week. Till next time, Shalom Aleichem. Now, before I close out officially, because I know there will be someone who is upset about what I said, many Christians will be upset about what I said. However, I could care less about them being upset. They need to pay attention to the fine print. In Luke chapter 4, it clearly states, somewhere around verse 16, that Yeshua went into the synagogue as was his custom on the Sabbath day. It did not say Yeshua went into the church, because there was no church. However, that which is called the church, which is a reference to the body of Christ, was there. The body of Christ is a group of people. It's not an institution. It's not a church, as in a building where people go to worship. And by the way, church has its etymological linguistic roots in Kirke, which is connected to the Greek goddess Circe, the daughter of Helios. Pagan origins. We have the word Kahal, we have the word Adath, we have the word Kineset, and we have Sunagage. These are all gathering places for worship, to worship the Most High, and to conduct praise and worship, and to learn the oracles of Yahweh, to learn the oracles of the Most High, to receive light from the scriptures, not showmanship, not sensationalism, not the propagation of paganism, like what you find in the churches, made after the customs of men, rather than the words and oracles of God. If God didn't build it, then who did? Satan did. If God didn't build it, who did? Satan did. Doesn't matter what your intentions are, your intentions should be aligned with the prompting of the Ruach HaKodesh. Yeshua said, my sheep hear my voice, not their own voice, not their pastor's voice, not their mama's voice. He said, my sheep hear my voice, not the Dalai Lama's voice, not the shaman's voice, not the voice of the Oracle of Delphi, not the voice of the spiritualist and those who practice occultism and spiritism, not the voice of a demon, not the whisper of an unclean whispering spirit. Yeshua said, my sheep hear my voice, and a stranger they will not follow. Whoa, wait a minute, wait a minute. Yeshua said what? Yeshua said, my sheep hear my voice, and the voice of a stranger they will not follow. The voice of a stranger they will not follow. So if anyone is teaching something that is contrary and opposed to and deviating away from and corrupting and belittling and dismantling, corroding, perverting, distorting, obfuscating the teachings of Yeshua, they are from the devil himself. They are not his sheep. They are a messenger of darkness. Period. On that note, let us meditate. Till next time, Shalom Aleichem.